Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohn. Now, tonight's topic is a pretty big topic, and you probably, if you've heard any national news, you've probably seen a couple of stories on this topic. You've probably heard a couple of people comment about what we should do about this matter. Some think that we should not attend, well, those who are invited, those in the entertainment business should not attend these awards, and some think we should attend. So there's a lot going on with this issue. Now, I spoke briefly about this issue a couple of months ago on one of my shows. I talked about how we were being shut out. People of color were being slowly but surely shut out of these awards. And one of the most prestigious of all these awards that I've listed for tonight is the Academy Awards, known as the Oscars. Now, the Oscars has been known to only have a few and far African-American people of color win or be nominated for these such awards. But this year, there are no nominations for African Americans, so we definitely won't get the win because we're not nominated. But it's been happening for a while now, not only with the Oscars, but with the Grammys and the American Music Awards. I've been noticing that in the last 10 years, or maybe longer, they've been shutting us out. Not only have we not been nominated for a lot of the different categories, we're not even performing on there anymore on some of the shows. And we're receiving less awards altogether. But the one that we're going to talk about tonight mostly is the Oscar, the Academy Awards, which is, as I said, the most prestigious one of all. Now, the Academy Awards began back in May of 1929. And it was first televised in 1953. And now it's seen in more than 200 countries. And it is the oldest entertainment awards ceremony. But when it first aired, well, when it first began in 1929, there were far and few African Americans even in the film business. And it took 10 years before an African-American won an Oscar. And her name was Hattie McDaniel. And she won for Best Supporting Actress in a movie called Gone with the Wind. Now, that was in 1939. But it took another 24 years before another African-American person would win. And that would be in 1963 for Best Actor, Sidney Poitier in Lilies of the Field. And then another 19 years, Lou Gossett. And then in 1989, Denzel Washington. 1990, Whoopi Goldberg. 96, Cuba Gooding Jr. And then again, Denzel Washington and Halle Berry both got Best Actor and Best Actress that year for two movies, Training Day and Monsters Ball, which most say was their most disgusting roles. But they gave them awards for those roles, passing up the movie that Halle Berry played in, which was titled The Dirty Danger Story, and also passing up the biopic movie that Denzel had played in, the Malcolm X movie, transforming themselves into these characters that were once real people was great acting on both their parts, but yet they received no nominations and no awards for those roles. But they received awards for disgusting roles in Training Day and Monsters Ball. So that tells you what's really going on with these awards. And then again in 2004, Jamie Foxx received one for the Ray Charles movie, Ray. And Morgan Freeman received one for The Million Dollar Baby. Then in 2006, Forest Whitaker and the newcomer, Jennifer Hudson, received an Oscar. And the last one was in 2009 when Monique received hers for Precious. Now, there's been other winners and nominations throughout the years, but none as big as being nominated or winning the Best Actor and Supporting Actor and Best Actress and Supporting Actress. There's also been different music scores that have won throughout the years, and one was even a rap record that won, which was very interesting. Very, very interesting. But still, nothing major. And as you can see, it's far and few. You can count them on a couple of hands if you had to. Now, mind you, this show receives a lot of viewers, grosses a lot of money, a lot of revenue from advertisements. The viewers are in the millions, like 43 million, 40 million. And they have different people who participate. They have a great host, an actor by the name of Chris Rock, and he hosts them every year. Well, he has been hosting them for the last couple of years. But the show just doesn't do it for people of color. It's one of those shows that controlled by white males. The organization itself has 94% white people on their board and voting, and out of those 94%, 73% of them are males. So in case you wondered how do we get here, that's part of the problem. And then we go on to the other show, the Grammys. If you notice, lately, the Grammys doesn't seem to really have any R&B performers there. Not many R&B people who win. And just 10 years ago, the Grammys was big on rap and R&B. Album of the year was a group by Outkast, a group called Outkast. They were real big on that. As a matter of fact, I was at one of the Grammys award shows. I guess it was about maybe 12 years ago. And that's when the Outkast group won the best album of the year or the performance of the year. And it was really interesting. There was a lot of African Americans who participated in there. Prince was one of them. And Beyonce. And a lot of different people were there, and they performed. But for whatever reason, over the years, these shows seem to have forgotten that we exist. Even though we have an African-American president, they seem to have forgotten what African-Americans have done for the entertainment business, especially in this country. And then we move on to the American Music Awards. Now, if you remember back in the 80s, everybody couldn't wait for this show to come on. There was everybody that was in the business was on that show. It didn't matter, you know, what color you were. If it was Rodney Allen Rippey, he was there. Kool and the Gang performed. Gladys Knight and the Pips got awards. Everybody, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Commodores, Michael Jackson, the Jacksons, everybody was there. R&B music was represented to its fullest. And over the years, it continued to be represented. But for whatever reason, I believe that when Dick Clark passed away, and he got sick, then he passed away, whoever took over the company seemed to have his love he had for African-American and R&B music. They seemed to have forgotten how R&B music helped build his show, The American Bandstand, and how many times he had different African-American groups on his show. And I had the privilege of being in the same room with Dick Clark for his 50th anniversary recording, for his 50th American Music Anniversary recording show. And he appeared to be very happy and very pleasant talking with the African-American people. So he's always had a certain type of love for that type of music. But it seems like once he passed away, the powers in charge were determined that they would just fade the African-American people out. So when you see this show now, it's totally different. You don't see too many African-Americans performing. You don't see too many nominated. And therefore, they definitely can't win. So it's really interesting how things are changing. But the question is why? We've waited years to have an African-American president. I never thought I'd see it. We've waited years for this, to have an African-American first lady. But then all of a sudden, everything else is digressing. But why the entertainment business when we're still making history in the box office? We're still producing movies, even though they don't want us to. We're still producing movies that are selling out in the theaters and generating great revenue. But they won't give us our credit. And see, this doesn't just mean an award in your hand and you put it on your shelf or wherever at home. This is revenue. This is a lot to do with revenue, because not only do they not nominate us, and we don't win, as Spike Lee talked about, when he goes to these shows, he doesn't see people of color behind the scenes. He only sees the people of color maybe doing jobs like taking out the trash or passing out the food. But what about the directors, the cameramen, the lights, the floor directors, all of those different people, even to the catering companies, the drivers of the cars, all of that? It generates a lot of money. But we're not included. But remember, Hollywood is supposed to be liberals. It's supposed to be people who understand. People who are not recluse, but inclusive of all people. Now, mind you, over the years, it's become very, very diverse when it comes to homosexual and heterosexual and gay and lesbian and whatever they want to call it. It's become very diverse with those type of people. But those people were always there. They just were able to come to the forefront now and come out. So they get their share. They get their shine. But those people are not fighting. Those very same people who we stand in line, those very same people who say that our struggle to get our rights as African-American people in this country is the same struggle as theirs is to get their rights, which is not. But they're not there to say anything for us right now. I haven't heard from the gay community at all in regards to this shutout, this big shutout that the entertainment business has created. And the question still remains, why? We're still putting out great entertainment. We're still putting out great music, great movies, great TV. But we get no respect. And this has to stop. When? I don't know. What are we supposed to do about it? But the first thing is to know the truth about it, to know that it's going on. You know, and I praise the NAACP Awards. I praise the Trumpet Awards. I praise the Image Awards. I praise the Soul Train Awards and the BET Awards, because it feels good to see all of those people. You know, and if these different organizations, the Oscars, the Grammys, the American Music Awards, if they really wanted to say, oh, I don't know where they are, just take a look at one of those award shows, and they would see there's room for of people of color that are entertaining us today. And they know that. They know that. And it's very, very sad that they're trying to shut us out. And like I said, some people say, well, why do we need their awards anyway? It's not that. It's a financial issue. Once you have that in front of your name as an actor, you're nominated, a Grammy nominated, you know, once you have that in front of your name, you can ask for more money. An Academy nominated, an Oscar nominated, or an Oscar winner, or a Grammy winner, American Music Award winner, you can zeros to your pay. So it hurts us economically, and they know that. They know the system. They're in the system. They built the system. They're playing the system. So they know what it does. And it's just sad that we've come to this in a country that tries to tell other countries how to act and how to be fair and what to do, but they don't know how to turn the finger toward themselves. So we really need to understand this, and we really need and really figure out how we got to this. So if you want to make a comment, you want to talk about this issue, you want to hear some truth or share your truth, call me up at 347-237-5247. 347-237-5247. I think I have a phone caller here. Let's see if we have someone on the phone. 314-315, are you there?
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Terry. Harriet.
Oh, how are you doing, Miss Harriet?
I'm good. Yeah, I've been kind of paying attention to this. I made some comment about it on Facebook. Went to Wikipedia and pulled up the list of African Americans that have been nominated, as well as the Oscar winners.
Right, I got that.
And posted that.
Oh, okay.
And while you were speaking, I happened to open up a couple of more categories to see about the songs that were nominated and those that had won, you know, for new musical scores.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of interested in that, because a couple of them I hadn't realized that they had actually won. You know,
oh, really?
that Prince, his score had won.
Something
for
Purple Rain or what?
Yeah. I didn't realize that it had won an Oscar.
I didn't either.
You know? Right. Well, it's on that list.
Okay.
Not nominated, but won.
Right.
I said, wow.
Right.
I didn't realize that. And there was one other one I can't recall right immediately, but it was pretty recent, and it was more or less more up-to-date music, because, you know, you were talking about that, too. And I just happened to watch something. I'm looking at the television today, and the movie Straight Outta Compton,
mm-hmm.
they're saying it has grossed one of the largest amounts of money of any film that's been produced so far in recent years. I
right.
said, now, isn't that interesting? Now,
right.
what Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee posted in their video, their response to how they're going to boycott the Oscars, and more entertainers and actresses and actors are coming forth and saying that they're going to join them. I said, well, now, if you think about it, these people, their films, like Jada Pinkett Smith's husband, Will Smith, okay, he's one of the top box office draws.
Right.
Okay? He, as well as Samuel L. Jackson, you hear their name, that film is going to gross big, big bucks.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, if they say they're going to boycott these award shows, not attend, not even look at them, okay, that's good. I think that may make an impact. At first I had some negativity about what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they already making big, big bucks as it is. True, they do give back to the community. You know, there are a lot of organizations that these top actresses and actors support actually come out. You see them visible. Danny Glover was here in St. Louis, out there in Ferguson, down there on the ground, walking with the people, talking with the people in support of what was going on. Back, you know, what was happening with the Mike Brown thing. You know,
right.
He was actually here. And because it was a big deal being made that he was coming, you know, and then once he got here, you know, there was a big fanfare, and they found that he was not all standoffish, but he was a hands-on person. You know,
right.
He wanted to talk to you. He wanted to be a part of everything. You know, Samuel L. Jackson says, I saw an interview with him and Will Smith recently. They were interviewing all the leading actors right now. And he said he likes to go to the theaters and watch the reaction of the audience to him on screen. And so he will sneak into the theater and sit in the back, okay,
wow.
And watch his film and how people are reacting, you know. And I said, now that's interesting. You wouldn't think that he would feel comfortable enough to come out into the public.
No, yeah, you have to understand that. They're humans. They just happen to be
exactly.
creative, and it's sad because
because so mob,
yeah.
right.
They create,
I can remember you were talking about back in the day in the 80s and the 90s when African Americans were a big part of performances at all of the award shows. I made comments of that on Facebook at that time. I actually recorded those shows and replayed them in my classroom, and my children and I would study them and take them apart. We would look at the set design. We would look at the actual performances. We would look at the costuming. And then we got inspired as to how we wanted to do our programs at school.
Wow.
And I got rave reviews. My kids and I got rave reviews, you know, at the schools that we performed at. I started this thing of having a grade school graduation at fifth grade and sixth grade. It was unheard of until I started doing it. And they said,
back then, it was, you loved to watch the shows. But here's another fact.
I was watching it.
And here's the thing. When they first brought rap into the Grammys, they gave them the award off air, so some people picked it and didn't come. But now they've gotten so bold, they started giving rap album nominees to the white people. And I think a white rapper won for best rap or best something in the Grammys last year.
Right.
So they're taking it and really putting it in our face and just looking at us like, this is what we can do to you guys. We'll take your music.
We can do it now, you know.
Yeah, we'll take your music.
Yeah.
You may have a black president. You think you're something because you have a black president, but we're going to take your music, we're going to take your ideas, and we're going to show you just what you don't mean to us.
Right,
and,
right.
And that's very sad what they've done, and people don't see it, you know, and we see it because we grew up watching it.
Does the African American community more or less, I'm just asking this, do we more or less slap them in their face when we have our own award show? Like
well,
the BET
that's the problem. See, that's the problem because, see, people have to understand when you're in that business and that's your livelihood, when you get a hit song or when you're able to tour, when you're able to travel, when you're able to have a movie, that you're worth more if you can say, and here's the sad part, if you can say you have a Grammy or Oscar nominated.
Or
Grammy.
An Oscar.
But you can't, even if you say you have an Image Award or a Soul Train Award, your worth is not going to go up. You can't go to the promoter and say, I deserve more money because I'm a Soul Train Award winner,
right.
I'm an NAACP.
However,
but if you say you're an Oscar winner or a Grammy winner, that's when your worth just goes off the chain. So it's hurting us financially.
Right.
And that's the sad part about it. Or if you go overseas, and most of those entertainers, they make a lot of money overseas. When they get called to do a movie over there in Canada or their music, they do tours over there. All of that matters. All of that matters.
It would.
They're making another zero behind the amount that they charge people. That's where it really matters. As far as, you know, getting their awards. I understand what you're saying because a lot of people stand up on those Image Awards and say they feel good because they're getting an award from their people. And you do feel good for that award. You do.
Yeah.
But when it's time to do your business, you want to get paid. And you want to be able to say, hey, I worked in this business for 30 years just like the other person, but why can't I get paid? This. My movies are selling out just like the other person, just like Kevin Hart and Ice Cube just broke records this weekend with their box office hit. But that movie wasn't nominated. Will Smith, with the movie he did about football, that wasn't nominated.
There's a lot of protests about that. They said that that movie Concussion, they said that's one of his best performances.
Right.
You know, and
but it's not nominated.
You know, and I said, well, I can see why they would get upset over that, you know.
Oh, the NFL is not going to allow that. The NFL, they're the same boys that sit at their table with the Grammys, sit at the table with the Oscars. They all play golf together. They're the same set of people. They may not be the actual set, but they're all together, and they're not going to allow that. You know, just like they weren't going to allow Denzel Washington to get an Oscar nominee for Malcolm X. Are you kidding me?
No, they wouldn't allow that. Are you kidding?
No.
Not
but I'm
that?
Sorry, Harriet.
Uh-huh.
They're counting me down. I got 1 minute left, and this is such a good topic. I may come back next week and talk about it some more.
Okay.
I may do that, but thank you so much. They'll cut me off if I keep talking, they'll cut me off. So I really appreciate it, Harriet, and thank you for calling in. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Harriet just brought us the truth, and she talked about, you know, what it was like when those shows had people of color, and when we watched them, and we were happy, and we were proud because the music was great, the acting was great. And for whatever reason, as we just discussed, they've just eliminated us from it. And they've done it in a process. And if you look at it, I believe it was planned. And I don't know if it had anything to do with us having a black president. I don't know what the problem is. But like they said, they're scared, they're afraid, they're fearful that their world is changing. And they're trying to stop it from changing and evolving. But they don't know their history. But until next week, stay true and be blessed. And know your truth. And I'm Terry Littlejohn, and thank you for listening. Good night.